I was about 17, I suppose, then. I left the gloving because it wasn't so much, got a lot of money. And I had a friend that was had a good job in Westlands, and she'd have come to Westlands to work, man. I said, well, it's getting in there. He's getting to the main gate, and then he'd stopped unless he got a pass or something. I said, well, I weren't never one to push myself anywhere, like some people. I said, so I was satisfied with what I'm doing. She said, well, come on down there. So away I went, and I met up with her. She got me a job. Well, I didn't like it very much at the time. I had a job in the fit shop on a drilling machine. A huge thing. They got a tray full of bits to drill. Well, I'd done this for a few days. Then I kept my eye on a man that was on a drilling machine just in front of me. How is it, Bill? You could get rid of your tray of things. Go and have another one. Which I says, more money, because you've done them. Well, he changed me chalk, he said. I said, where the hell do we change these then? Well, you get another one. I said, where from? He said, I'll get you one. So I said to him a couple of days after, I said, where'd you get the chalk? Well, he said, off of somebody's bench. Twan is any more than mine. Well, I said, I can't do that. We said, I'll get the one. And he showed me how to slow your machine down. He said, hold the chuck quite small, not squeezing, and just holding and pulling down. Put another drill in it, do the same, put them back up. We said, that just sounded easy enough. So I done it. So I could get rid of my tray of things, and I earned more money. So after a while, a few years I suppose, 2 years anyway, and then I asked for a transfer. I got friends with the girls what worked down in the covering shop. I said, what do you do down there? She said, well, it's boring. She said, got to sit down all day and sew. I said, well, I like sewing. Well, she said, ask for a transfer. I expect you can come down here because want some more down there. I said, what are you doing actually then? She said, well, covering all the parts of the aeroplane things. I said, well, that does sound all right. So I asked the foreman, I said, I'd like to go down the covering shop to work. He said, well, you can go down there if you want to. What do you want to go down there for? I said, keep my hands clean. I said, all the oil, I said, and stuff. All in the nails, I said, and I don't like it much. Oh, he said, boy, I thought you were happy up here. I said, so I was. So off I go, there's a covering shop. And you sat down, perhaps you had a tail plane or the rudder or the center plane or the different parts of the wings. And you had this material which was sewn together. You didn't have to sew it together. And then you had to put it over whichever part you were going to, and get to the edge of it. Well, then you did sew that by hand in needling cotton. Well, I suppose you could say thread, not cotton. And that was drawn through a wax. And you had to oversew it like you would ordinary oversewing. And every stitch you had to make a knot. And then for the ribs, through the, you had a big needle about this length, about that. That was a big eye in that, that enough to take, I don't know if they called it twine or string these days. That went through wax. And you did put one girl one side and one the other for this. You know what a rib is in a plane, or in the wing part then. And then she did pull in through, or you did, whichever. You had to make a knot in that and go so far up the rib and make another the same till you gone up to the top, done that all day long.